Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show here this last Tuesday of July. It's been a hot one. This is Phil Huff, one of your Morning Show hosts, and today with me we have Dawn Mira from the NAMI Far North Group. We're going to get to her in just a moment and be talking about mental health issues and resources available to deal with those here locally. First, we are going to talk about the weather and just see how hot a one it is. It's actually cooling down a little bit, mercifully. Today, it's going to be a high of 78, mostly sunny. Tonight, mostly clear, dropping down into the 40s, 48 degrees for the forecasted low. Tomorrow, it returns up to 80 degrees, all clear during the day, mostly clear at night. And we're going to repeat that pattern on through the weekend, it looks like, with highs in the 80s, lows hovering around 50. Mostly sunny skies. Nice weather to start the festival weekend. We're going to talk about that a little bit after the interview. But let's get on with the show. We have Dr. Dawn Mira, president of NAMI Far North, here with us today. Good morning, Dawn.
Hi, Phil.
Welcome back to the studio. I think this is the first time you and I have sat together in the beautiful tiki room here, but always nice to see a familiar face and I'll be talking about issues that are really important here locally.
Well, thanks for having me. Yes, this room is lovely.
Yeah. So tell us just a little bit about your background and how you came to be involved with NAMI.
Well, my background is not in mental health. I'm actually a veterinarian. And I came here with my husband about 1992. And we came because there was a wedding here, and it was just so amazing. We fell in love. So that's how I got here. This place has been such a great community for us, and we started our practice North Idaho Animal Hospital '94 and have been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you become involved with NAMI?
So what happened is about 11 or 12 years ago, a very close family member, one of our children, had started displaying some, actually, I was shocked. He was away at a professional hockey camp, and he came down with some kind of a bizarre mania, and it turned out to be a mental illness that shocked all of our whole family, and we basically had no resources at the time. And when this happened, we didn't know how to navigate the healthcare system of that type of problem and found NAMI. NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there's a, we can get into what that mm-hmm. does later, but that's kind of how I found them. Mm-hmm. Somebody got sick.
It seems like your story, we've had folks from NAMI on before, and it's a small community, so I know many of the members who have been actively involved with the founding of it and currently engaged with the board and support services. And it seems like everyone has a personal story where their family has been touched by someone who's suffered with mental illness. And I recall statistics from the past, and step in here and update me if these have changed or I've got something wrong, but something like 25% of all families in the U.S. have a family member who suffers from that. But it's one of those things we just don't talk about in public.
No, there's a lot of reasons why we don't talk about it, Phil. Sometimes it's because we don't know anything about it. That's mm-hmm. probably the biggest reason. And once you know more, it's so much easier to just understand and deal. And
but it's very pervasive.
It's so pervasive. I think that those statistics are pretty accurate. I think that 1/8 of those illnesses can be very serious. And that's what NAMI deals with as far as, you know, helping people with severe, say, anxiety, or maybe it's schizophrenia, bipolar disease. There's so many variants of these diseases where they don't cause problems in function, but when they do, that's when NAMI really gets helpful.
So let's talk a little bit about NAMI, the national organization, where it got its beginnings, and then the local chapter.
Right. Our national So NAMI is the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization in the nation. And it really is about, it's kind of envisions a world where people affected by mental illness live healthy, happy, fulfilling lives, and their families, and they're supported by a community. So that's kind of their vision. And then their mission, which is our mission, is to provide advocacy, education, support, and awareness, public awareness, so that all of these individuals and families affected can build better lives. So with the National NAMI, which is a huge support for the 1,000-plus affiliates all over the nation, it's just a really nice, I don't know, it's probably the best nonprofit I've ever experienced, because there's so much support for us.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the service that binds or ties people together, that folks locally find out first about, is the family-to-family group?
Right. Well, we have two big ones here. So it's unlimited what you can do with your affiliate, except for money.
Yeah.
And with our population base here, we decided that support and education would be the best for us right now. And I think we've been going since 2009. I believe that NAMI, by the way, started with two or three family members in 1979. They were mothers of children with some mental illness, schizophrenia, I think. They're sitting around the table thinking, nobody's supporting us. Like, what are we going to do? We need to figure this out. And that's sort of what it just spread around. It was just like a wildfire of support. So now here in this town, we have our biggest thing is our support group every month. And it is peer-led. Everything NAMI does is peer-led, meaning if you've experienced it, you can learn how to share it and teach it. And it's through your perspective that you share and support.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it really unique. We're not a therapist or anything. And then the other thing that we do here is family to family. And that class is a free 24 to 30 hour. I don't know. It all blends together sometimes, but a free educational course that allows people, family members, to connect with others, build a community of support, and learn how to manage crises, solve problems, and communicate effectively. We just finished one, and the group was great. We had a very close group of nine families. You'd think nine families, wow, that's a lot. I thought so too, and that we still have a waiting list of more to come. And I personally teach those classes because when I took them, I became a lifer for NAMI. Mm-hmm.
It seems like, if I recall, when the local Far North chapter started, the closest services like that were Coeur d'Alene.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a real need here in Bonner Boundary County,
yes,
to fill. And just from the numbers you've cited, it sounds like that need has not gotten less, and that it fills a real specific need in the community.
Yes, it's not terribly, I want to say sexy or whatever, attractive, but man, it fills a hole that people have. And I think there's a sense of isolation when family members get ill, and your normal people that don't have these problems, friends, they don't know how to support as well. I think mental illness is not a casserole illness where when someone gets sick, people bring food, somebody passes away, you get a lot of help. But with this, nobody knows what to do. And so that's kind of why we step in, or how we step in.
Yeah, there's such an important need for the families to be dealing with the impacts from mental illness.
Yeah, I think feeling like knowing you're not alone is, I know it sounds cliche, but it's really helpful.
Yeah. One of the things I recall, and I'm not sure if this is still ongoing, that the local chapter started not long after they were founded, was a crisis and training or crisis intervention training program for local responders.
They did a really good job. That was, I think, in oh, I don't know the year, 2011, maybe?
I think it's about then, yeah. Because so often our the first people to respond to a crisis might be law enforcement, and they aren't often accustomed to dealing with that in their day-to-day routines. They don't have the protocols if they're not trained. And so that can make such an impact on the individual.
Huge. Yeah. I mean, look, we know all the stories that happen when things go bad. Our law enforcement in this country, I just want to hug them all. They have such a burden. The mental health system is incomplete when it comes to care and therapy and housing and rehabilitation, that the law enforcement have to be involved. So the crisis intervention training is a must, and it's happening here. I just went down to one a month and a half ago, and there were about 40 officers in there, and I'm just really happy that they're able to do it. I know it's probably so hard for them, and that's the last thing they want to be doing, is helping in this way. It's just not, it's not the way it could work a little better. And I have some ideas of mm-hmm. what we're doing around the country with teams is probably a better way to do it. But yeah, CIT training.
At least we're getting that training. And that's still, yes. So that's still ongoing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the other programs. You've touched briefly on the CIT and the family to family. What other things are programs does NAMI have going on?
Well, it really depends on your membership in your affiliate, what you choose to do. So with us, we could have another program called Peer to Peer, which is just like Family to Family, where if you have recovered from a psychotic event or you are rehabilitated in whatever mental health condition you have, you can actually learn more about your disease or brain injury or whatever you want to call it. And that's another 8-week course that's free that will give you so much information. And again, the coping skills, the communications stuff, the crisis plans, all that stuff is in it. And it's just a really good program that we could set up here. We do have another one called Rosebuds that we're trying to launch. And what is that? That's a young and wellness program for, it's a support group for children that are between 12 and 17. And right now, what I've heard is that there is currently nothing available for these kids that might want to talk about some of their mental health issues. And so I've got, I'm almost ready to train 3 people, but I could use a couple more. So if somebody's out there that wants to be a peer leader and share that with someone, we actually pay for training mm-hmm. for that sort of thing. And it would be monthly or weekly or whatever people can do once they get going. So that's something that I'd really like to get going soon.
It takes a lot of volunteers.
Oh, my goodness. You know, yeah. We talk about this.
Yeah. And we always close with a plea for volunteers, but tell us some of the ways people might get involved if they're listening and new to the area, first time hearing about NAMI.
Well, NAMIFarNorth.org is our website. And on there, you will find anything you want. We will find you if you sign up through them. We also, on our calendar, we have all the support groups listed, and some are virtual. So we've colored the ones that are in person here in Sandpoint. But you could take advantage of, you probably could have something every week if you wanted it.
There are so many things on your calendar. I was looking at a couple days ago, just so many things. I was amazed. And they're not all local, some
no.
are with other chapters. But tell us some of the highlights. Run through some of the offerings that people might find on the calendar.
A lot of family support groups are happening. And there's even one in Spanish. I wish I could teach it, but my Spanish isn't good enough yet. we're very close with our Idaho buddies. So the state of Boise, down in Boise is the headquarters very close, so we share resources all the time, and that's why their calendar is on ours. So you can see there's peer-to-peer. There's a group called Connections that we also have here in Sandpoint in person. That's once a month in person, and that's for people that live with a mental health condition. For some reason, I'm not sure I agree with this name, but they call them consumers. I hope that changes sometime, but consumers are really well fed through NAMI. They can get really anything they want.
And so that tell us a little bit more about the Connections program.
Yeah, the Connections program is led by a support group leader. The one here is Jan Burt. She's awesome and really welcoming. We meet every month at the same time as Family to Family, but we split off. And there's usually between 3 and 12 people there each month. What else? There's some virtually. I think a lot of people that are consumers really like to be online. So the virtual ones seem to work better for people, especially those who don't have transportation. They can't get into the meetings. I will say that one of the things that we try to do monthly as well, we try to put in a lot on these monthly meetings. Speakers, we do try to have people come in and talk about mental health issues. Like we had Judge Mitchell come and speak about mental health court down in Coeur d'Alene. And that's something that I'm hoping that will come here soon. That's a special court, like drug court, I think it is, and where if you have created or caused a crime of some sort, that you, if you have a mental health condition, can be go through a process that will really help you get what you need and stay out of jail. And it's very it's such a great way to deal with it, some of these things that happen when someone is in a manic state where they make mistakes.
Our listeners cover a reasonably good geographic footprint. So the closest chapter to the south of us is in Coeur d'Alene.
Yes.
They offer similar services for families and probably have a website as well.
They do.
Do they have a special name or is it the Coeur d'Alene chapter?
It's NAMI Coeur d'Alene.
Okay. And do you know offhand, east, west of us, if Western Montana, Thompson Falls, Libby?
Good question. No, I don't think there's anything up there. So maybe you should talk to me and we could start another.
We might have to talk about starting a chapter. I know some folks who might be interested.
And they need good, if they had good internet, I'll just start Zooming the meetings.
Here. There's reasonably good internet, both Sanders and Lincoln County have fiber optic networks, so we can talk after the
show.
Wow,
that'd be good.
I can put you in touch with individuals in each place that might be interested. We were hoping to have one of NAMI's partners on today, but unfortunately illness prevented that. I don't know if you're ready to talk about any of the partner programs or at least a broad overview of who some of the partners might be in the community.
Yeah, we try to, we try to get close with everybody that's touched, which is endless, right? Our behavioral health centers, we try to give presentations as often as we can, like Kinnick-Su. Let's see, the YMCA has been really fun to work with. We did a game night on the beach last week at our monthly meeting and played with toilet paper. We got to know each other through sheets of toilet paper. It was very funny. And that was actually hosted by Kayla Ireland, who is she? Anyway, I'm blanking. So that's one. Who else? The Human Rights Task Force we work with. We were at the Pride Fest and enjoyed celebrating with all those really happy people. I'm telling you, that was about 1,200 people there.
Wow.
Let's see. I'm blanking on...
I think the YMCA is not one that you would automatically think of as a partner. And so big shout out to them. But tell us a little more about how just, that partnership works.
It's just very interesting. They are not just a gym. And of course, they have a sliding scale for people and all of that, but they do even more. They, if somebody's having a bad day or they just need a lift, they want to lift you mentally too. And so they'll take you in and show you around, and you can sit in the sauna. It isn't about money with them. It's more about staying healthy mentally and physically. And I never knew that until I talked to Kayla and some of the other gals there that run it. They run it with their hearts. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate them. I never thought a Y could do all of that. But they help homeless people that are living on the streets. They will help give them a shower and talk to them and get them resources.
Very interesting. We'll have to have Kayla on when she's feeling better to talk a little bit more about that. One of the things, and we're going to get to this in a moment, is we wanted to talk about today was this clubhouse idea you mentioned in a small group a couple, 3 weeks ago. So we'd like to get to that, but maybe first we'll take a short music break here. Coming up this week, we have the festival at Sandpoint. Well, that's an abrupt ending, but maybe that's appropriate. So we're back. This is Phil Huff, Morning Show, KRFY 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio for all of North Idaho. In the studio this morning on The Morning Show with Don Mira, president of NAMI Far North, National Alliance for Mental Illness Support Services, much needed in this community. So we're going to continue with talking about the programs, and then we'll get on with The Morning Show here. So, Don, where we left off while we were on break there, we were talking about a couple things to make sure we cover, and one is the awareness nights.
Yeah, we have a couple things that are going. Every quarter, we generally will have a night that we reserve for a movie, and I try to pick, or our group tries to pick, a mental health theme. That's not always easy, because they can be kind of tear-jerkers sometimes, so we do well, though. We've had some great movie nights, and we usually have a little food, so we call them tacos and tickets. And I will give a shout out to Eric Plummer, who so graciously gives us a room for our movie and looks for the best ones for the time period.
And Eric's with the Bonner Cinema.
Bonner
right?
Cinema, yeah. Excuse me, yes.
I was just envisioning his living room, but sort of it is.
He's everywhere.
Sandpoint's living room.
He is. He's Sandpoint's living room. Yeah. Let's see. So then our big event that's coming up in October is NAMI Walks. And NAMI Walks is the largest, of course, the largest grassroots mental health awareness walk in the country. And it's all over the country. Sometimes they're on different days or times of the year, but we chose fall because we really like that time period for this area. So October 7th is going to be our walk, and it will be in front of North Idaho Animal Hospital.
Oh, very good.
On the Dover Trail at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
So it's easy to see the connection between physical exercise, the walk, and the YMCA. You're mentioning of the and healing, but you're mentioning of the arts of the movie nights is an interesting one, too, because so many times arts and music have powers to connect and heal folks. Are there organizations in town that NAMI arts and music organizations or other events that NAMI gets involved with?
No, but we could. And that's we do have a couple of our support group nights where our leaders are artists and we'll do some artwork. And that really is pretty fun. And we could do more of that.
Yeah, I would imagine just knowing a lot of folks in both the arts and music community here locally, there'd be good support for it. So maybe there's something to be
Well, one of our board members is an artist, and he's a consumer. We try to get him involved as much as we can as well.
Yeah, very good, very good. So we wanted to talk about this idea of what you were calling a clubhouse, and for folks listening, many of them may not be familiar with that term in this context. And so tell us a little bit more about what the vision is there and how NAMI's going to go about creating that.
Right. So to start with Clubhouse would be putting the cart before the horse. I think it'd be good to back up a little and talk about the fact that when people have a problem where they have to go to the hospital, or maybe they are not in the hospital, but they're just going through a bad phase with their mental health condition, coming out of it can sometimes take a really long time. So when you break your leg, that's 8 weeks. Sometimes when the brain is injured, it can take a couple years, but maybe it's months. It's just not a couple of weeks. So what happens in this country is they pretty much, people don't really have a place sometimes, nor do they have a purpose, nor do they have people around them. And when you talk about that, that is what's missing in our nation. It's community, social, psychosocial rehabilitation. And what that is it helps people develop the social, the intellectual skills that they need in order to live happily and with the least amount of professional assistance that, you know, they can manage, so that they can reintegrate into their community in a way that's really fulfilling for them. And Dr. Inslee just wrote a book. He was the mental health director for NIH, and he wrote a book called Healing recently that talked a lot about how clubhouses can help with this whole thing. It's a psychosocial rehabilitation. We just don't have them funded by our governments. It's sad but true that we have to do these on our own as communities. But my goodness, he said, people, place, purpose. That is what we all need, especially people coming off of these incidents that they have with their brain just on fire sometimes. So I would like to try to get one going here, and it's not that simple. So I decided to pick a model. You know, our board is actually very into this as well now. This model we found was called Clubhouse International, and it has 37 standards that you would adhere to get this thing going and accredited. And it's kind of guaranteed success if you've got all these. Mm-hmm. Includes employment assistance and a work day with no staff. It's all members. It's a very, very, very cool way to get someone the help they need and to provide them the people, place, and family. What was I going to say? So I think that my first step was to go and get us all trained. And so if you're interested in being a part of this out there, we're collecting interested people.
Mm-hmm. Who should someone contact to become part of that?
Again, NamiFarNorth.org, and we'll get you into the system.
It sounds like so much to do to get that going. It's almost daunting because I'm picturing the need for a physical facility, whether it's purchased or rented or leased. And then, of course, so many things go along with operating a facility and providing the services, the personnel necessary. And it's a lot of work.
It's daunting. With Clubhouse International, I wanted to tell you, they have over 1,000 of them, and they're all over the world. And I called the head person and asked if we could join them, and what about our small community? And he said, 50,000, not bad. You can start one anywhere, and we just start small and build from there. So yeah, it's a daunting project, but I'm ready to take it on, and I think we have a couple of really good people that are on our team. We've got lots of stakeholders that are interested. I've been going around asking people to kind of get on board and give us input, and it sounds like it could be a go, and then grants in the process.
Everything starts with a vision, and to me, it seems like those visions that get completed are ones that have some structure, a timeline. What do you think? How long do you think this is all going to take to put together?
I'm thinking that our training is in December, so we would probably be a year out from that. So about a year and a half to 2 years, if we're lucky.
That Seems reasonable.
I'll tell you what happened, Phil. So we were a clubhouse for our family member. Mm-hmm. And we were really understaffed. We were also undereducated. Yeah. And we didn't have the financial either. But somehow our kid made it. But it wasn't easy, and it probably wouldn't happen all the time like this. And this is what's happening all over the country, is that luck happens, mm-hmm. or it doesn't.
Well, so many families might not have had the abilities that your family had, even.
Well, we had this great community to help us. Let me tell you, yeah. If it wasn't for Sandpoint, I don't know, we would not, none of us would be here. So this is, it does help to have a loving, warm community, understanding.
Yeah. It sounds like a wonderful vision. It's, you mentioned an international standard. Are then there quite a few of these around?
Yeah, there's 1,000. There's 300 in this country, as far as I know.
What's the...
Sorry, not 1,000. There's over 300, but I think there's 30 in the country.
30 in the country. Is there anything regionally close to us?
Too early for me, guys.
Yeah.
I need my coffee. excuse me, is there...
Anything nearby?
Yes. Yeah. There's one in Spokane called Evergreen. It's pretty fun in there. Yeah. They've got a great looking kitchen, and they go out and pick people up and bring them in. They have their work day, and the work day could either be making lunch or getting schedules together, or it could be employment assistance, where you're actually working on a technical skill, getting ready to go out in the workplace. They're also umbrellaed by a behavioral health center, which is really nice. Frontier, I think, takes them under their wing. So we would like that in the future, if possible.
Well, we have a community that's willing to support a lot of things, and things that crisis and training or intervention training program, I remember when Ann Wimberly was first talking about that, seemed so daunting too, raising those funding, supporting that. Just it seemed like it might take forever. And there it was then, just in a few months.
Mm-hmm. So they did a great job.
Things have a way of coming together once there's an intention out there. Well, Dawn, before we close out, closing thoughts, is there more you would like to share about your arc through all of this?
Not really. I just appreciate everybody that's come into our lives and helped us as family, and also the people around us that have had struggles. It's a very helping community here. Wouldn't want to leave it.
Well, thank you for being part of it. And thank you for joining us this morning on The Morning Show. If you've missed any of it and would like to listen to it again, there'll be a podcast available here before too long, later today, usually, sometimes tomorrow. We've been talking on The Morning Show with Dawn Mira, president of the local chapter, NAMI Far North, of the National Alliance for Mental Illness.